Oh, yeah.
No songs.
Right, right. So because we write all of our songs from Draco's perspective, the only way to write a song about Tom Felton is from Draco's perspective for us. So,
the song
is just about how Draco is pleased that Tom Felton got chosen to play him.
Okay, that works. I like that. So,
and Draco Malfoy is the one who thinks that Tom Felton's kind of hot.
Okay.
I know he's totally hot. You know, I wouldn't have qualified it myself, but
I like his music a lot.
Oh, Java just wrote on my pad. She says, "So if you've read fanfic, what is your favorite Draco fanfic?"
Well, you know, that was before I knew that so much fanfic was not suitable for our records and playing songs in libraries. That's when I discovered it, basically.
Ah.
That's when I realized I wasn't going to be coming up with any material based on fanfic.
How do you feel about this song now that it's been around? I mean, after it's been out for a few years now.
I don't know. It always gets a great response. People who know it still love to hear it. People who don't know it die laughing when it gets to the punchline. I like this song because it's short and sweet. When we play live, we always play to, we bring our drums and bass on a CD that we play along to. And that's one of the very few songs that we don't use the backing tracks for. So that song is a great song to pull out when we have, like, technical difficulties going on.
Absolutely.
And, Brad can run and fix something while I play that song, and it covers up some time without a bed stain. So that song's really come in handy.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally knocked the CD player over or some such.
Or are bouncing up and down, knocked the CD player over.
Yeah.